It's Here and Now, and there is a new book out today that is already getting a lot of attention just because of the subject, Hillary Rodham Clinton. The book is called HRC, State Secrets and the Rebirth of Hillary Clinton, and we're joined now by the co-authors, Jonathan Allen, who covers the White House for Bloomberg News, and Amy Parnes, senior White House correspondent for The Hill. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us, Jeremy.
Yeah, thank you, Jeremy.
Well, Jonathan, let me start with you, and let's just get this out of the way right at the top. Is she running in 2016?
I think she's got her tracksuit on, her shoes on. She's in the starting block, and there's very little that's going to stop her at this point. But the way that I think Amy and I both look at this, at it, and we write about this in the book, is she's been running for president for a long time, and the question isn't whether she'll run, but whether she'll stop running.
Amy, was she running when she was Secretary of State, do you think?
I think the Clintons are always running, and if they're not, they have their eye on the future, and they also are looking back. As we talk about in the book, we mention the hit list, and something that came out of 2008, but it applies to something that to a conversation that's happening right now, and it applied to 2012 and the 2010 election cycle. So I think you're seeing a lot of looking back and looking ahead with the Clintons.
Well, you mentioned the hit list. This is something that comes up in your book, and it's very interesting. This vindictiveness that the Clintons have, although you could say a lot of politicians have, but I want to just read a little passage here. It says, there was a special circle of Clinton hell reserved for people who had endorsed Obama or stayed on the fence after Bill and Hillary had raised money for them, appointed them to a political post, or written a recommendation to ice their kids' application to an elite school. They remember everything, Jonathan.
And when they don't remember it, they have aides who are there to enter it into a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet so that
you're being serious
about
that, by
the way. Data forever. I mean, literally, that's what they do. And, you know, we have a scene in the book where Bill Clinton is reminiscing about one of these guys that they saw as a traitor, a guy named Jason Altmaier, congressman from Pennsylvania at the time. He had been appointed to the Clinton Healthcare Task Force in the early 90s when he was a young guy, but he refused to give his endorsement to Hillary Clinton. And Bill Clinton said to a couple of his friends while having dinner and talking about Altmaier, if you don't have loyalty in politics, what do you have? Bill Clinton, a few years later, after some icy meetings with Jason Altmaier, some chance encounters where he turned a cold shoulder to the congressman, actually went after Jason Altmaier in a primary, supported his opponent, a guy named Mark Kritz, turned that primary around. Altmaier had been in the lead. All of a sudden, Kritz, with Clinton's backing, ends up knocking Jason Altmaier out. And today, Jason Altmaier is in the private sector living in Florida, not his Western Pennsylvania congressional district.
Retired, if you will.
Retired by Bill Clinton.
Amy Parnes, why do you think that Hillary thinks that she lost to Obama in 2008? As she's looked back on this, and it's clear from your book that she's done a lot of looking back on this issue, why does she think she lost?
She lost for a number of reasons. We talk about this in the book. She had a meeting or a series of meetings with aides and close friends where she called them in and she said, what did we do wrong here? Talk me through this. And they basically told her that there was an arrogance at the top, that people weren't really telling her what was really happening during the campaign, and that Barack Obama was running circles around her in terms of technology. And the other big thing is that she really didn't embrace the fact that she was a woman candidate, the way that Barack Obama embraced the fact that he was African-American. And so I think if she does run in 2016, and we think she will, as we talk about in the book, that you know, she's going to embrace that more. You're going to see a different Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail.
Will you see a Bill Clinton on the campaign trail in a big way?
I think you will see Bill Clinton on the campaign trail, should she run, of course. You know, this is sort of a Goldilocks situation we've seen in the treatment of Bill Clinton by Democratic candidates. In 2000, Al Gore distanced himself, and that didn't work very well. He probably would have done better to bring Bill Clinton in. In 2008, Hillary Clinton, you know, let Bill Clinton be on full display doing his own thing, and
yeah,
he ended up, in some cases, hurting her. In 2012, Barack Obama sort of found the right thing. He had Bill Clinton act as a surrogate, but didn't let him freelance at all. So he would go out and give stump speeches on Obama's behalf. He's very effective at that, and didn't have some of the slip-ups that were more common to him in the 2008 race. We talk about a lot of these things in the book, but I think if Hillary Clinton is to run, she's got to figure that out. That's going to be one of the big questions for her. Is she able to use him effectively, or does he end up being a problem for her? He has a particular blind spot when it comes to strategy for her. He's even better at strategy for himself than he is with strategy for her.
We're speaking with Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes. Their new book is HRC, State Secrets and the Rebirth of Hillary Clinton. You're listening to Here and Now. And Amy Parnes, how's their marriage right now, Bill and Hillary?
Well, it's hard to get inside a marriage of two people, two very public people, I should say. But I think one thing we can say for sure is that he loves her. And as John said, he has a blind spot towards her. He wants to see her succeed. You know, they have the same goal, but they have different strategies of getting there. And I think we've seen a lot of that play out.
You start the book with the Benghazi, now we could say Benghazi scandal, but of course the ambassador Chris Stevens and three others were killed in that attack on the consulate in Benghazi in 2012. Let's listen to tape from Hillary Clinton's testimony at a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing.
The fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
So how much of a problem is that going to be for her if she runs in 2016?
It's one of the great questions for 2016. Republicans have been trying to make it an issue. I think they will continue to try to make it an issue. It is something that really animates Republicans. It's not clear that that's got crossover for independents and Democrats yet, but certainly something that we're going to hear a lot about over the next few years. Should also mention you playing that clip. It's interesting. Hillary Clinton got the idea for saying what she said, and we talk about this in the book, from Philippe Reines, her spokesman. She was sitting around talking about Benghazi. She said to her aides, "I don't understand. Why don't the Republicans get it?" Meaning that it was more important to capture these guys than their actual motivations. And Reines said, "Look, everybody who's testified on the Hill has wanted to get up and shout, what the hell difference does it make?" And so she ended up saying that. It's interesting. Administration officials of sort of all ideological stripes and from different agencies seem to have the same feelings. We tell a story in the book about James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, testifying before the House Intelligence Committee in classified session. And he was asked by somebody on the Intelligence Committee, what did you learn from Benghazi? And what Clapper said is, "What I learned from Benghazi is it'll be a cold day in hell before we give you people talking points again." A lot of frustration from the administration that those talking points have become such a big issue when it was a request from Congress in the first place to get something that they could say publicly that wasn't divulging intelligence.
Amy, we just have a little bit of time left here, but I saw that David Brooks said over the weekend on Meet the Press that perhaps California Governor Jerry Brown could be a threat to Hillary Clinton in the primary for the 2016 election. Do you have any sense of who she's worried about on the left?
You know, there could be a Biden race, a Democratic primary. We tell a really fun story in the book, actually. They're really good friends, I should say, Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. Yeah. So I don't expect it to be a particularly contentious race. But we tell a fun story about Joe Biden kind of running and dropping to his knees after she gave her convention speech in Denver. So that shows you he was really happy with her speech. That gives you an idea of the relationship between the two of them.
You also tell a story, of course, about David Petraeus giving up his bed on an airplane for Hillary Clinton once, but we'll have to save that for another day. Amy Parnes and Jonathan Allen, the new book is HRC, State Secrets and the Rebirth of Hillary Clinton. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks,
Thank you, Jeremy.
This is Here and Now.